The Cap of J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone. Woo.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, 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 bring them out,
bring them out. Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We've got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Hoodwink Tuesday, an opportunity for you to win a Lou Malnati's gift card. Our way of saying thanks for checking us out, 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. Phone lines open for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going. And Cap, you know, the thing about the world is that, hey, when you're driving, when you're walking, you just want to get to your destination. You don't want to have any controversy. You don't want anything going on, correct?
Correct. I take my walks every day, almost rain or shine, a lot of times with my dogs. And you just want to get your steps in, let the dogs do their... You don't want anybody to impede your way. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly right. You're just trying to get from point A to point B without any controversy, no issues, right?
Right. You don't want your feng shui to be disturbed.
I'm
in my zone.
You're what?
I'm walking. I'm getting my steps in. We're walking. I'm getting my steps in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody goes by in the neighborhood and they honk their horn or they, hey, Cap, how's it going? Hey, how you doing there? Brian, one of my neighbors. But I don't want somebody to, like, change the mojo, so to speak.
You mentioned this feng shui. What position does he play?
He's a center. He's right now in the G League.
Okay. All right. That's good. Inside layup good. Feng shui. Feng shui for two. It's 84-83.
But you don't want someone to roll the window down or be walking by, and it's confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
It changes the dynamic.
Yes.
My blood pressure's nice and low.
That's right.
Which it usually is anyway. I'm not an irritable sort.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want someone to just go F yourself.
Yes. So we turn it over now to someone who's just the opposite. Here's Shane Orling.
That's right.
The executive producer of Cap and J-Hood. So listen, you're off the air. You're just trying to relax. Tell us what happened in your day, sir.
So I like Cap. I like to go on a walk. I take my dog out daily. I like to throw a podcast on. I have the headphones, the big noise canceling overhead headphones, because I don't want to talk to anybody either. So I'm in my space. This is where I do a lot of show prep. It gets my creative juices flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on my way back to my house. We're getting close. So I'm kind of absent-minded. I'm sending my wife a text. I'm looking down at my phone, and I'm turning into a crosswalk. And I'm very familiar with it because it's on my block.
Is this a residential block, or are we talking
It's Irving Park and
Clark
Clarendon.
Clark and Addison, where 37,000 are there.
They're Irving Park and Clarendon.
Got it.
So okay. I'm turning onto my block, and I'm turning onto and I'm in a crosswalk that I know well. I know there's a stop sign on either side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of absent-minded. I'm looking at my phone. I'm sending a text. I'm listening to a podcast. So I get about a third, maybe halfway through the crosswalk, and I look up. There's a guy in his car flying, no regard for the stop sign, into the middle of the intersection. I look up. I pull the dog back. I stop. I look at the guy. He slams on his brakes. He comes to a stop. I throw my arms up. What are we doing? He rolls his window down. And he looks out and he goes, if you're in the road, have your eyes up, a-hole. Oh. F you. Oh. And just flips me off.
Oh, God. Just a moment. Now, just a moment. Now, you got the headphones on. You're in your own element. As Cap says, you're in your feng shui for two.
Correct.
So you're having that. And then all of a sudden, you're disrupted. Your peace is disrupted, right?
Yes. And I got angry quickly because I'm in the crosswalk, right? Like, it's state law. If there's somebody in the crosswalk, you have to stop, even if there's no stop sign. And this guy's flying. If you're in the crosswalk, have your eyes up, a-hole. F you, flips me the bird. Now, I know I'm an a-hole because I was looking at my phone when I got into the crosswalk. Mm-hmm. But I said back to him, I'm in a crosswalk, F you. And I flipped him the bird. Then he scoffed, rolled up his window, and drove away very fast. But I want to know. I know I'm an a-hole. Who's the bigger a-hole in this situation, me or him?
You.
Well, hold on a second now.
He's something else.
Well, hang on a second. Let's just break this down a moment before you just call our executive producer an a-hole.
Well, this situation, well, not in generality.
It's not what you told me. Nonetheless. Okay, so Charlie, here's how I look at it. So here's Shay admitting that he's in the wrong. However, there's no time for a driver to give Shay a lesson. Rolling down the side window and saying, hey, you're in a crosswalk. It's not his. You want to tap the horn, that's fine. But do you think, Charlie, that was a little over the top by the driver in that spot?
It absolutely is. Now, I'm a non-confrontational person by nature, so I can never really imagine myself like yelling at somebody on the road. But I think even for like somebody who has a reasonable amount of confrontation ability, like this is a little much to just roll your window down and scream at somebody when you're driving crazy. That's the thing that gets me.
But they'll never admit to themselves they're driving crazy.
But if nothing else is an embodiment of you, you would do that stopping, roll the window down, and let someone know, hey, pal, I'm trying to turn here. Keep your head up.
Who would do that?
You!
No chance.
That's a lie.
That is not a lie.
What? On a nice, well, okay, not in the winter, too cold. It interrupts the heated seats. I understand that. But in a spring, summer day,
no
top
chance.
Down or the windows down, hey! A-hole! Take that!
No. Absolutely not.
What?
In this world...
Cap, you're always...
You got half of America packing.
Hold on.
I am not...
Hold on.
I don't engage.
Three-quarters of your conversation is telling someone to take that.
In a loving way. I have fun with it.
Not all the time. Sometimes you're trying to teach people a lesson. Let people be aware. It's take that.
My kids, different story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to teach a lesson. No, it's not my job to teach adults lessons.
In that spot for me, I'm just tapping the horn. That's what I'm doing. Like if Shay's in a crosswalk, I'm just tapping the horn, letting them know, hey, you are in the phone and you got your headphones on. I'm tapping the horn and saying, hey, just be careful. I'm coming through. Am I rolling the window down, going out of my way to teach Shay a lesson just to call him an a-hole because I'm having a bad day? No, I'm not doing that. I'm from the city.
Yeah.
I would not do that.
I'm no chance am I doing that.
Yeah.
No chance.
Yeah, so let's do this, Charlie. It's a you make the call here. Let's do this. Let's play that. You make the call.
IBM presents You Make the Call.
Harry.
Yeah, not that Harry. By the way, feng shui, would you like the definition? So everyone's on the same page here when class starts.
You said an international center. That's what you told me.
A system of laws considered to govern spatial arrangement and orientation in relation to the flow of energy and whose favorable or unfavorable effects are taken into account when sitting and designing buildings.
You see the second definition? You see it? It's right there in front of you. Very difficult in the pivot.
Yes.
Got to move him. Very difficult. Set his feet well.
Force him left.
that's second definition. Force him left. That's who. Feng shui.
So,
for two.
Yeah, it's the energy. And Shay's coming back. He's already had to deal with us two jackaloons all day.
Yes.
And now he's like, oh, I got to walk in. It's not actually winter yet. The dogs have. Hey, a-hole.
Yes. So what would you have preferred in that situation? Because you've already given up some guilt to this, Shay. What would you prefer that guy to do to you?
I think honking the horn and then just an acceptance of my guilt would have been the right thing. Like, right? Like the guy taps the horn. Then I look up, yeah, hand up, my bad. Shouldn't have been doing that. Go on, go through, I'll wave you through, and then I'll keep going on my way. The rolling the window down and shouting, F you, and flipping the bird, bit much.
Cap.
What if he would have said to you?
Definitely cap.
I would never do that. Never, ever would I do that.
Not the new cap. Old cap? No question.
Old cap, but that's a long time ago.
old cap meaning?
Mindy's cap would never do that.
You mean caps from Cap and Company? That guy would do it. This guy here, no.
The two jackaloons I worked with would have done that, not me.
Okay. All right, bye.
What if he would have rolled his window down and just gone, hey, bud, please don't be on your phone in a crosswalk.
Then I would have gotten really mad, because that's super condescending. I would actually rather him say, hey, buddy, F you, than roll the window. Hey, pal, listen to me for a second. Could you just, like, when you're in the crosswalk, maybe put the phone away? Then I'd get
so
really
angry.
So
he said to you, hey, bud, you're going to get hit. Put the phone down in the crosswalk, please.
Charlie, what's more condescending, hey, buddy, or hey, pal?
Oh, God, that's a good one. I think it's hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. How about that?
Well, it depends on the delivery. If you're Jesse Rogers, hey, buddy, there's no condescension
it's
in
true.
That.
True.
See, I'll pull a hey, pal every now and then. I'll do that every now and then.
See, I've never gotten a pal into a hey, pal, why don't you take it easy? But I've definitely gotten like, hey, buddy, why don't you chill out?
Yeah. Now, think about that in a bar situation. Someone says, hey, buddy, to you, Cap. Don't you start to raise up a little bit? Excuse me? You calling me buddy?
Hey, buddy, look out.
What about Champ?
Oh,
that's
Champ
a good one.
Boss
that's
are a good the most one. Condescending.
Oh,
Chief, Chief is very condescending too.
Oh, that's a capism.
Listen to your Chief.
He give me a little Chief every
what's
now.
What's up, Chief? No. What about Kid?
Well,
what's
kiddo?
Up, Kid?
I don't mind it. I got no problem with
yeah,
Kid.
Yeah, there are others that do.
I understand. So let's open the phone line to 312-332-ESPN 332-3776. That's our phone number here. You make the call. Who's wrong? Is it Shay or is it the driver for rolling down his window to yell at Shay about the crosswalk?
Or Shay having his head down in the crosswalk texting.
Yeah. So who's right? Who's wrong? Now, listen, if you driving to work, you driving from work or driving where you got to go today, you've been in this situation. Everyone's been in this situation before, right? Residential neighborhood, business neighborhood. Someone's got their head down. Do you roll the window down and tell, hey, a-hole? Or do you do what I do? Just lightly tap the horn. Just for awareness, Cap.
Tap or eh.
Yeah. Laying on the horn. That's not good. Just a little bit. Just a little tap. Not much. I'm not trying to be over the top with it. But who's right? Is it Shay or is it the driver? Give it again, Shay. Is it... You think it's you, or do you think it's the driver for getting on you, for getting in the crosswalk?
And what's more condescending? Hey, buddy. Hey, Champ.
I think Champ is right up there. We should write the list.
Well, I want to let me set the stage again quickly.
We need the list.
I'm going into the crosswalk. I'm aware there's stop signs there. I have my dog. I'm listening to a podcast. I have the big headphones on, and I'm on my phone.
Fine.
I don't know what is up with my throat today, by the way. But
ask Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
Or Landon Dickerson.
Stepped right into that one. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the middle of the crosswalk. I'm looking into my phone. I'm aware that that's an a-hole move. Then the guy is going through the stop sign, slams on his brakes in the middle of the intersection, rolls the window down and yells at me, if you're in the crosswalk, get off your phone, a-hole, F you, and flips the bird. Yeah. That's what happened yesterday.
Yeah, so who's right, who's wrong? Is it Shay or the driver for telling him he's an a-hole? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Also, still to come on Cap and J-Hood, what's more condescending? We give out some samples of that coming up next on Chicago's Home for Sports. Here
you
we
got
go.
It, kid.
Cap J-Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's Home for Sports.
You make the call.
We're doing a You Make the Call here this morning on Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000. Our executive producer, Shay Norling, just going through his day, headphones on, listening to a podcast, walking his dog, just getting his steps in. And all of a sudden, his head is down, yes, and then there's a driver that pulls his window down right there in the crosswalk and calls Shay an a-hole and says that he needs to look up.
I don't think the lesson should be there in that spot. It's not up to that guy to roll his window down and yell at Shea. I don't think that's right. I think a little tap of the horn just to keep him aware so he doesn't get hit is fine. I don't think a lesson needs to be done there. There's a better way to do that.
So what if he said this to you? Rolls his window down. Hey, Sparkles, be careful, please. Get off your phone in the crosswalk. You almost got hit. Is that condescending? Is that kind? Is that a good way to handle it? Or should he have completely ignored it because you're being an a-hole in the crosswalk?
Anytime, yes, just let me be the a-hole. Anytime you invoke the lesson, I think you become the a-hole.
But it's how you say it.
But this is the point that I'm making, Cap, is...
He said, let me be the a-hole. Did you hear what he said there?
I already... No, right, but that's the entire point I'm making. I know I'm in the wrong.
Yes.
Let me just be in the wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. Don't add on to this. Because I think the driver, when he decided to yell at me and curse at me and teach me a lesson, he made himself the bigger a-hole when I already was. If you just tap the horn, make me aware, and then I got to throw hand up, my fault... Then it's just I'm in the wrong and we go on with our day. This guy added on to it and made himself in the wrong, in my opinion.
Keep your head up in the crosswalk. Take that, a-hole. Bam!
Yeah, but that's doing it in a condescending way. If I rolled my window, if I almost hit you and your little dog, how big's your dog?
Not that big. He's on the phone.
Okay. If he had gone, if I had rolled the window down and said, hey, pal. Be careful, please. I almost hit you and your cute little dog there.
Yeah.
I don't think that's being condescending, and I think that's maybe I saved a life, his or the dog or both.
So what if he added, you know, hey, get out of the crosswalk, champ. Is that worse?
That's condescending.
Okay. All right, Charlie, if he says, get out of the crosswalk, buddy, is that condescending?
No.
I think it is a little bit. I wonder, like, hey, big guy, get out of the, like...
All right, now listen.
Hey, pal. All hey, right. Friend.
Okay, now I take offense. I know how often I get the, hey, big guy, where? Talking about me? So they call Gordon Jump on WKRP, the general manager. Big guy. It's like, you talking to me?
Or fella. Oh. Hey, fella.
You use fella, Cap?
I don't.
That's really, really old school.
That's old school. I don't use
grandparents. Hey, you're a handsome feller.
Yeah, I don't. Excuse me? I don't use that word.
So fella doesn't work. Oh, okay, so... How about pal, Charlie? Pal? Get out of the crosswalk, pal.
Yeah, I think, I mean...
Pal.
Yeah. To me, it's not a situation where you want to be condescending is a thing. Like, I think you want to be direct, but not to the point that this guy got to.
I'm just giving examples. That's all I'm doing, because we have a list here. Cap and I have a list of this.
Sport?
Okay, sport. Now, hang on a second, Cap.
That's condescending.
Nah, that's fighting words. Sport.
Hey, sport.
You're asking to fight if you call somebody sport.
Or sporto. Hey, Sporto, that's from Sporto. Breakfast Club.
Sporto.
That is, yeah.
Sporto.
Right. Hey, Sporto.
All right.
But if he kindly says, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Please get off your phone in the crosswalk. I almost hit you and your dog.
Yeah, I think buddy is entirely tone dependent because the way Cap just said it, like, that didn't come off as condescending. But if you're like, hey, buddy, then it's like,
hey, pal.
So, there are certain words that can be used in different connotations, like the F word, like Coach Knight once said.
Yes, that's
F
true.
F you. Well, that's kind of rude.
Yes, it is.
Oh, what the F?
Yes.
That's different.
Yes. Man, F you, man.
Oh, this F and pizza is delicious. That's fine, but go F yourself. Yo.
So who's in the wrong here? 312-332-3776 as we play You Make the Call. Anthony's on the Northwest Indiana on ESPN 1000. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. Quick question. What did your mom teach you when you were kids?
A lot.
Look both ways when you cross the street.
That's true. That's true.
Hey, I will say, though, as a person, if you come at me hard and you're all, you know, hey, get out the road, I'm not going to respond as well as if, like Cap said, hey, could you please get off your phone? You and your dog just almost got hit. I'd feel bad if he said that. Like, personally, inside, I'd be like, dang, I shouldn't have did that. Whereas if you're screaming at me, it makes me mad.
All right, Tony.
Appreciate
it. See, it makes him mad. See that?
Yeah.
He doesn't like to be yelled at.
And I get it. By the way, we have a new game we're going to introduce here. every time we see a different team apparel go by, we're going to have a bingo game. Okay. Jay's putting it together. We just saw yesterday the Jets.
Yes.
This morning the Bills, and now the Nuggets.
Yes, a nice Nuggets starter jacket.
New game, Cap Jay Hood.
So we're playing You Make the Call. Who's right, who's wrong? Is it Shay or the driver? Is Chase on the south side with Cap and Jay Hood? Good morning, Chase.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's happening? Hey, so I was going to say, hey, Hoodie, you know from where we from on the south side, we say, hey, bro, hey, fam, you know how they always say where we are, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so, yeah. Man, you know, so to be honest with you, Shay wasn't, he should have been looking up, but either way it goes, the guy should have been, he had to do all that. But I had a similar situation, and Hoodie, you know how the girls in the south side, how they drive. You know, 95th and Jules.
Yes, yes.
Jules on Ashland. I was walking, and some girl almost ran me up. I was doing the same thing Shay was doing. I was on the phone. I was texting, and she was driving the truck. Mm-hmm. And she was driving, you know, she had a little bonnet on, and she ran me off the road and honked the horn. Same thing the guy and split me off and said, hey, you, get off your, you know what, phone. And cussed me and, you know, stuck the finger up at me. So,
Know,
we all know, Hoodie, you know from the south side how the girls are and how the dudes are. So, you know.
Hold on a second. Did you say she had her bonnet on or she's wearing a bonnet? That's what you're telling us, right?
A bonnet. Yeah, yes. She's wearing a bonnet on her hair. She's wearing a bonnet on.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Chase, thanks, man.
So, Chase says the driver's the bigger a-hole. You agree?
No.
You think Shay's the bigger a-hole?
Yes.
For having his head down in his phone.
Correct. Crossing the street.
All right. We want you to jump in on this. You make the call. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Anthony is an Elgin on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're well. What's up? What do you think about this? You make the call, Tony. Who's wrong? Who's right?
I say the driver.
Why is that?
I don't know. the tone. I missed the first beginning part of the story, to be honest, too. I was getting ready for work, but I had to call in about this.
I mean, the topic. Shay's just walking in with his dog, headphones on.
The main crosstalk story. Oh yeah. I would say that the driver is the bigger.
Cap disagrees, though. He believes that Shay should have had his wherewithal head up and see what's going on.
I think the driver. And thanks for the call, Tony. Have a good day, man. I think Shay is the bigger a-hole. I think the driver's just a loser. Roll your window down and go, hey, buddy, I almost hit you guys. Please get off your phone in the crosswalk. If Shay wants to take that, it's condescending. That's on Shay.
Yeah.
Because the guy's right.
I think the way you said, hey, buddy, is kind.
Yes.
He's very kind.
Now he goes, hey, champ, the hell off your phone, idiot.
Okay.
That's different.
Okay, so tell us, Charlie, where are we with hey bro, get off your phone?
I think hey bro is pretty pretty neutral. Like that doesn't seem to be very leaning one way or another.
I think that's fine. I think hey bro.
Okay, so we've got kid, champ, buddy, boss, bro. What else?
Boss is the
I love boss.
Dude, don't call me that.
Hey boss, what's up? Really?
That doesn't strike a chord. Because I don't know if you're really genuine or not. Do you really see me as a boss or not? Not really. When you say that, are you saying that I'm a boss of life?
Yeah,
boss of the station?
It's a sign of respect from me.
Boss.
If I said, hey, what's up, boss? I'm not saying that to be jerky. It's not part of my regular lexicon.
No, it's not. No.
Mine is
Sparkles.
What's up, Cookie?
Yes.
Buttercup. Yes. Hey, Sparkles.
I think guy is pretty, like, if somebody came up to me and was like, hey, one, look out, guy, I'd be like, all right
guy is so impersonal. I'd hate that.
It's time to go throw down. You want to call me guy?
Hey, guy.
Guy.
Hey, why don't you watch it, guy? Yeah.
Not my name. Guy's actually a name.
Only get that from women, by the way. Don't usually get that from guys as often.
Right. Women will use, hey, guy.
Hey, guy, who do you think you are? Guy. Well, I'm Jonathan. That's who I am, pal.
Yeah. Kid, champ, buddy, boss, bro, guy. What else?
Well, let's ask Brian and Kenosha on ESPN 1000. All right, Bri.
What's up, buddies?
Hello, Brian.
What up, kid?
Brian from Kenosha.
That's right. It's your buddy. So I sure hope that buddy isn't bad. I call everybody buddy
So much so that it's like my tagline amongst my teacher friends. And when I run into students that I had who I don't recognize, I'm like, hey, buddy, how you doing? And it smooths everything just fine.
Yeah, I think he's right.
Cap, you've been around me to know the term I use. You've been around me to know.
Doc. You didn't think I'd remember.
You know, so I use doc or doctor because sometimes I forget the name.
Yeah, so when I would go to the Final Four and there's 4 billion people there, they would walk by in a whatever, Ball State shirt.
Yeah.
Cap, what's up, man? How you doing, coach?
Yeah.
Coach was the moniker. Oh, I'm good, man. How are you? Good. How's your boss? Good. Because I know he's not the head coach.
Right. Right. Exactly. It always works.
Right.
I don't recognize this guy, but he's got a balls. Coach, how are you? Coach, good season, huh? Good season, huh? How's coach doing? Don't remember even the head coach.
Correct.
Coach, good? Good.
Yeah, tell him I said hey.
I told you what happened with Notre Dame
Mike
coach.
Bray.
You heard, I told you that, right?
He thought you were one of the coaches because you had a UIC shirt.
Got my UIC jacket on. I'm coming in, bag on, and he's reading a book.
On the plane.
Yeah, on the plane. Of course, he's in first class. I'm going to the middle. And I'm walking by. All right, coach. Hey, coach, how's it going? Tell Steve I said hello. Thanks, man. He thinks like I'm the fourth assistant at UIC. All right, coach, thanks. Because I'm dressed with a UIC jacket on, you know. All right, more of your phone calls coming up. We're going to push Hoodwink, Cap. We're going to get to it this hour, get to it this show. But the phone lines have exploded on this.
Yes.
So 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. We're asking the question to you, and Twitch, jump in as well, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. We're doing You Make the Call. Who's right, who's wrong? Shay head down the crosswalk, or the guy calling him an a-hole, the driver that almost hit Shay and his dog. We'll get to that. And also, what's the moniker that's okay? Guy? Champ?
Sparkles?
Buddy? Pal? King? Kiddo?
What's up, King?
So we'll get to that coming up momentarily. That's coming up next right here on Cap and J-Hood. Stand by. Here is David Kaplan.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you, buddy. Small business owners want to know the secret to navigating the Employee Retention Credit. Trust in Omega Accounting Solutions to help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee if you continue to pay employee wages during COVID. All it takes is a quick and easy free 10-minute ERC consultation to find out if you qualify or not. It's that simple. In fact, the date from onboarding to filing is just 30 days. CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. They're that knowledgeable and efficient. And with over 15 years of experience in financial management, business leadership, and corporate strategy combined, you can count on Omega every step of the way. To take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit, or if you have any specific ERC questions, call 800-704-2000 or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com before the filing window closes or funds run out.
Captain J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
IBM presents You Make the Call.
Harry. It's the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. That same ESPN Chicago app in which you could find Bear Down. Need more Bears content? Check out Black and Abdallah with the Bears Bear Down podcast, available now on the ESPN Chicago app. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Still to come, we'll have Shot or No Shot. We will hook you up with a Lou Malnati's gift card within the framework of this show today. But we're talking to you about a couple things. One, what's the nickname that's the most condescending if you're just joining us? Because Shay Norling, as we play You Make the Call, is just, he's just going about his day, Cap. He's just going about his day. He's walking his dog. He's listening to a podcast, the noise-canceling headphones. He walks through a crosswalk, and then there's a car. And, it, you know, the car's trying to get past, and the guy rolls his window down, the driver, and calls Shay an a-hole. Get out of the crosswalk.
Flip me the bird. F you, a-hole.
My God, man, it frightened the dog and Shay.
Yeah, again, if he had just said, hey, pal, I almost hit you guys. Please get off your phone in the crosswalk. Have a good day.
I still contend saying anything makes him also in the wrong.
Disagree.
All you have to do is beep. I'll accept my guilt.
Okay, and what if, along, God forbid, the next time you did this moronic act, your dog got hit. Or you did. Or both. And some guy bumps into you and sees you laying on the ground and says, I almost hit you last week. I should have said something. It might have saved your dog or your life.
Guy, if it's the same guy, he needs to drive more carefully.
He's got an out for shave. It's the same guy.
No, I'm not saying he's the same guy the second time. You got hit by another car, and this guy said, I saw it last week. I almost hit you. I should have said something and put it in your mind. I have no problem if someone would have said to me, hey, buddy, I almost hit you guys.
Again, that's a little strong, the buddy. Hey, buddy. It's a little strong.
I don't think so.
Depending on how you say buddy. Right. Hey, buddy. What if it's sharp? You don't like that.
That's different. But if you were walking your dog and I don't know you.
Hey, pal.
And I just said, hey, buddy, I almost hit you guys. Please don't be on your phone in the crosswalk. Have a good day.
Okay,
and I'm gone.
Try to figure out which nickname.
Now I go, hey, big guy, get off the phone.
Okay, now I'm getting out of the car.
Right.
Or I'm running to your car in that spot. All right, so we're trying to figure out what's the right nickname in that spot, too, for the guy. What should he have said? He called Shane A-hole and flipped him the bird. As we go to Jim in Chicago Heights on ESPN 1000. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how about wake up, Einstein?
Okay, now, you want to fight me, Jim?
Einstein is kind
of... Get out of the car, Jim.
It's a good one.
Jim, get out of the car.
Jim, you're... Oh, well, it's Chicago Heights. That's tough. I understand that.
The Heights.
Yeah, I know. As a Southsider, I know. That's something that we would say, right? Hey, Einstein.
You got a problem with that?
What's he going to do, right? You're in the car, and he's just
exactly
walking. All right, so you say, hey, Einstein.
Right.
All right, we got you down. We appreciate the phone call.
Hey, rock star, get off the phone.
All right, that's it. That's it. We're throwing down. Rich is in Lake Zurich on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you guys? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
Got you good.
Perfect. And I'm siding with Cap on this one. Nobody likes to get chirped at. Sometimes you need to get chirped at. I teach at a very large suburban high school, 4,500 kids in north suburbs,
mm-hmm.
and these freshmen walking around with their iPads, their heads in the iPads, clogging up the hallways. Sometimes they need to get chirped at. Society's got to realign some norms. We got to have some situational awareness.
What about the light beep? What about the light little tap of the horn, Paul? Is that good enough?
At times, sure. Who knows what this guy that gently corrected Shay this morning. Who knows what he went through this morning, right?
He's
aggravated, whatever. A beep's okay. A beep is as good as... I don't think he should have been verbally accosted, but I have no problem with him saying something or if he had to beep at Shay. Sometimes society's got to correct some wrong.
Well, Paul, what's the right nickname in that spot? Do you call him Guy, Champ, Buddy? What are you going with?
Well, all Guy and Champ are definitely condescending. I'm going
Guy I'm just going is, with, I don't know if it's condescending, it's just so, hey, Guy. That one just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, you don't give a blank about them at all if you call them Guy.
Okay. And there he is, Cap. It's Joey G from Melrose Park.
Our guy.
Hello, Cap. Hello, Godfather. How are you?
I'm fine, Joey. Thank you.
Godfather, okay, there's another one.
What's that?
Godfather, that's another one on our list.
Well, no, it's for Hoodie. When I seen a video of you and him doing a ball game, Hoodie was dressed in a $7,000 outfit, and you were dressed in a jogging suit. But anyways, the right wording to use is, hey, you.
Yeah.
And then Shay is in the right, because he was in a pedestrian crosswalk. And you're driving, take the driver's test, yield to the pedestrian. That's all I got to say.
All right,
Joey, have a good day, man.
It
we
is
love
state
you.
Law. You always yield to someone in a crosswalk, stop sign or not.
Are you better with kid or kiddo? Hey, kiddo.
My George Offlin.
Exactly. Which one are you better?
I'm better with kid. Kiddo is fine. It doesn't bother me.
It's old. That's really old school.
How about this one? How about Hollywood? Hey, Hollywood, why don't you watch where you're going?
All right, you know what?
Hollywood. All right, that's
now,
a good one.
Now, okay, now I'm coming up to the car. Hollywood, huh?
Hey, what? Hollywood.
Hey, Hollywood, with your sunglasses and your suit, watch where you're going.
Oh, you think I'm Hollywood? You want, here's something for Hollywood. You want to see some stars? Bam!
Right. Hey, in today's times, though,
yes,
with all these people packing, you can't confront people. You can't. Oh, Hollywood, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I get it. Sebastian's on the Eisenhower. And and the Eisenhower likes it on ESPN 1000.
What's up, Sebastian?
Hey, how's it going, Cap?
How you doing?
Listen, as a nickname, I would talk about the Universal Dude. You know, you could use that in so many different ways. You know, yes. Hey, dude, or dude.
It depends on how you say it, right? Because the dude right. abides. So how do you say dude?
I would just say dude, as in I'm disappointed, dude.
Dude. Come on, man. Yeah. Don't be on your phone in the crosswalk with your dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you dropped in a, you're better than that. Now, okay. It's condescending.
Now I'm coming to punch
My mom
you.
Does that on me sometimes.
Right. But I'm on cap side all the way. I imagined if I had walked with my dog and my son, or my dad walked with me and my dog, he would knock me upside my head and knock those headphones off my my noggin and say, listen, what the hell are you doing? You're walking across the street. Where I think as Shay's dad would probably go after the driver and let Shay go along with his dog and his headphones.
Well said. Thanks, Sebastian. See, here's the thing. Mm. So Shay is out for this relaxing walk.
Yeah.
He can't hear traffic because he's got his headphones on.
Right.
He's got his head down because he's texting, not giving the dog the lovings that it requires and needs, and he's walking in a crosswalk oblivious to a 2,000-pound vehicle. He's the a-hole.
Sharon on the west side on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, what's going on?
What's cracking?
First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, yeah, you're awesome.
Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But no, I would say that the dude is the a-hole, and Shay was in the wrong. And how about fam? Like what you just said, Hoodie.
Yeah, fam.
Come on, fam. Check it out, fam. You walking in the you gotta take your headphones off. You walking in the crossway.
I probably would have said that. Yeah. Yeah. What's up, fam? Fam.
No, that's not what you would have said. I know what you would have
said. I was
saying, hey, Doc.
Will come first.
Can we not walk in the crosswalk texting?
Yes.
I almost hit you.
Yes. I like fam. He says, Sharon says, what if they call you dude? Well, like we said with dude, it depends on how you say dude.
Yo, dude!
Excuse me?
Hey, dude.
Excuse me, dude.
Right?
Sheepishly.
Yeah, we have every line has been lit.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Don't forget Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock as we play You Make the Call. Who's in the right? Who's in the wrong? Is it Shay or the driver on Chicago's Home for Sports? And we get back to your phone calls coming up here on Cap and Jay Hood. This year's been a roller coaster, and not the fun kind. Businesses know it's a dangerous time not to know your numbers. That's why you need NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR planning, and budgeting to identify rising costs, automate business processes, and save money. See if you qualify for NetSuite's one-of-a-kind flexible financing offer. Head to netsuite.com/KJM right now. Again, it's netsuite.com/KJM. Charlie.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
You make the call.
If you're in the area, stop on by and see Carmen DeFalco between 6:30 and 8:30. He'll be at the Elm LaGrange for Whiskey U with Kentucky Owl. Again, 6:30, if you're in the area, he'll be at the Elm LaGrange for a Whiskey U, which is an unbelievable, fascinating appearance for the Falcon. He'll be there at 6:30 with Kentucky Owl Bourbon. Glad that you're with us here on Cap and Jay Hood. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. As we play You Make the Call, just asking who's right, who's wrong when it comes to Shay going into the crosswalk in a car saying, hey, you know, bleep off. That's the worst, Cap.
That is bad.
Coming after you. But as you mentioned, Shay's got to be more aware. And I would agree with that, but at the same time, I'm not yelling. Just a little, you know, a little tight, just like a little horn tap. That's what I would do. Beep.
Detroit Mike says, I had a situation like this. I called the guy Colonel.
Hey, Colonel. Colonel.
That would just throw me off. I don't even think it's condescending. General. I'd just be like, huh? I'd spend the rest of my day wondering why you called me Colonel. That would be noodling around in my head for
easy
the remainder
there, Sarge.
Of the day.
Hey, Sarge.
Why did that guy call me Colonel? Maybe a week I'd be wondering about that.
Colonel, General, and Sarge. I like that.
All right, Colonel. Get out of the way. Bleep hole. Here we go. Here's Crystal Lake. Here's Jim on ESPN 1000. All right, Jim.
Hey, guys, I'm a delivery driver basically every day, and I deal with these pedestrians all the time, and it's so irritating. You know, I run into this all the time. It's unbelievably irritating. But, you know, I'm the kind of person who I wish I lived by this, but why do we have to blame somebody? You know, you never really know. I'm with the previous caller. You never really know what somebody's going through. Like I said, I wish I could live with that every day, but I tend to bark out at people, and I tend to use the word chief a lot.
And it's in a strong tone, right, Jim?
Well, just, you know, maybe not in that particular situation, but just in other situations, I use the word chief. But I have other four-letter words that I pull out.
All right, Jim. Appreciate the phone call.
Thanks, Jim.
Anthony's in Elgin on ESPN 1000.
Good, Jim.
Good, Jim. Hello, Anthony from Elgin.
Good,
Tony.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Ditka says good, Tony. Good.
I agree. I think in driver's ed, they teach you that pedestrians always right. It's normal now. Everyone walks around with their phone, multitask. As drivers, you got to be aware of that. And the worst advice sometimes is unsolicited advice. And I go crazy when someone calls me an idiot because I'm not an idiot. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds serious.
Yeah. Idiot. That's like harsh. That's over the top.
If you call Tony Elgin an idiot, he's got something for you, I think.
Yeah.
He's got something for you.
Yeah.
So it sounds like to me.
No question.
So I won't call you that, Anthony. You're just our friend.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Lewis is in Broadview on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. All right, Lewis.
Yeah, so I had a guy the week before my wedding in 05 call me Junior one time. And I was 27 at the time. And but the way he told it to me, because it had a little road rage thing going on there. We were going to fight. We got out the car and stuff, and I walked away because something told me that this guy was either a cop or a mobster. And when I walked away from him, he tells me, you finally figured it out, huh, Junior?
Oh,
and
Junior.
And in that way, it's so condescending.
Yeah, and I'm at the altar there that week of my wedding, taking my vows, and all I could hear was, you finally figured it out, huh, Junior?
Wow.
That just stood through my head, man. And to this day, it never leaves me because the guy was so calm there, just standing there, leather jacket, slicks on, leather gloves, and something like, Louie, this guy's a cop or something, man. Get away. And so I think Junior, that word kind of does it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because that's less than, right? When you're called Junior. And I know some folks like, wait, I'm a Junior. I'm a second or a third. I got to say. No, it's meant in a negative connotation, meaning you're less than Junior, like you're a kid, right?
Yeah, it's just, it's tone. It's if your wife, if you walk in the house, take your clothes off, leave them laying on the ground in the bedroom, mm-hmm. and your wife goes, Jonathan, what the F? I worked hard all day too. Pick your effing clothes up and put them in the hamper.
Okay.
What'd you say to me?
Right.
Right.
That's a problem.
Now we're going to argue.
Yes.
But if she says, sweetie, I know you're tired. You had a long day. You worked 3 hours today. You're exhausted.
Yeah.
I worked all day. Yes. Could you just please throw your stuff in the hamper?
Right.
Please.
There's a way to say it. Yes.
There's presentation.
That's exactly right. And if she came to me like that, keep the spot open at Riverwoods. Keep the extra door,
the extra room rooms open.
Yep. Hoodie? Yeah. Rolling suitcase. I'm staying the night. Take that.
Yep. Stanley, you got a roommate.
That's what's happening. All right. We got shot or no shot in 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports.